And this will be your new quarters. Well, our new quarters, anyway. If you'd like to have any additional arrangements added or removed from the room, then let me know. We can compromise a change and I can have one of my thrall make it happen. But there is also a washroom toward the back, should you need it, a desk for one of your crafts, and a window view where you can see the outskirts of the kingdom. Oh, that. It's my spellbook. I'm keeping a desk for myself for when I need to do lower grade spells. That book only contains the smaller ones that are quick and easy to cast. Things like recording, communication, repairs, flotation, the list goes on. Any bigger spells are done in a separate room on the lower floor. In short, they can get a little messy at times, and I don't need that mess in my quarters. Well, it would take some time to attune yourself enough to magic for you to cast them safely, so I wouldn't suggest trying it right away. It is a steep learning curve, to say the least, and I would rather if you didn't hurt yourself being too reckless, darling. I can teach you in due time, though, if you'd like, as we do have a lot of it to spin together now. I know, this is a lot to take in all at once, but trust me, it will only get easier from here on out once you get acclimated. A lot of the busy work is out of the way, so it's just going to be us now. Eternally bound to one another in our little safe place. Oh, don't look so sad about it. I can promise that I'll try and make your new life as comfortable as possible, and be sure that all your needs are met. My thrall are also yours. And if any of them dare to disrespect you, then I will teach them proper manners. But then what is the issue? Your old home. Are you really so attached to that corrupt little kingdom that you would miss it? Or am I wrong about that too? You should know as well as I do that that trash heap has done nothing but enslave you to ungrateful kings for a good millennia now. Every new ruler that steps up to the throne just reinstates what the last king so ignorantly created. Their bloodline does everything it can to make sure every resident serves them for life. Just because they want to make their father proud and to continue to do what was flawed and has held their people back for longer than any of them realize. But I digress. The place I evicted you from is not a place to be missed. You are much better off here with me. I am not going to argue with you about this. Your so-called royal bloodline has done a great number to us sorcerers and sorceresses alike, because they fear what they do not understand, what they can't control. They think magic is a catalyst of evil. And if you only realized how many of us were executed beneath your feet, then you wouldn't shed a single tear for those heathens. My love, I don't care if that kingdom rots in hell, even if I have to become as ruthless as that impotent king. I swore to never give sympathy to that land until every speck of that royal bloodline was wiped clean from this earth. The only reason I stopped pursuing them now is because of you. Of course you're special. Every inch of you is a masterpiece to be desired. And I had felt so hopeless lately that I almost thought I wouldn't find you. It's been so long since I first saw you, and ever since then I knew you had to be mine, that we were meant to be together. Your perfect face, your soft, silky hair, even those shining eyes are so irresistible that I can barely look away from them. You are nothing short of the rarest being I've ever seen. Not even any of my creations hold a candle to the light you bring into my life. Yes, I have seen you for centuries now. I didn't tell the king all the details before our wedding, but it was the reason I had to pick you. The one that my dreams led me to for so long. And now, I finally have you. Right here, where I can hold you and touch your delicate face. It's like everything I've lived for up until this point has been building to this life with you. All of my fighting and curses and mental endurance has brought me to our connection. And I would not trade that for anything in the world. Yes, my spite for your kingdom was not as strong as my feelings for you. I would let that pile of disgrace burn by its own hands, even if not for my attacks. I have been studying out here for so long. I have crafted so many spells under the eye of the Arcana to achieve what I needed, to create immortality, to build a home, to brandish weaponry at my disposal that would put your cherished kingdom to its knees. But I would drop that fight in an instant to finally be with you. Because instead, you can share my home, embrace the immortal days, and slowly conjure your own magic with time that will let us see a brighter life. Yes, my love, you are immortal now. Our wedding ceremony was attached to a spell that tied my life force with yours, and I'm sorry that I didn't make that known to you, but I could not let the public find out what I had created. They would keep me prisoner here for an eternity. If they only knew that I could replicate immortality, then they would stop at nothing to have me curate something similar, even if it cost me everything I'd ever believed in. They would, because they are selfish. They would not care what sacrilege they would have to enforce so long as it got them what they needed, wanted. Your kingdom is one built on bloodshed and suffering, not from the protection of its inhabitants. You are better off without them, despite what you might think at first. It's not perfect, but the immortality I have given you is a direct tether to me and me alone. You and I would not age, but your pain is now mine. It is the only way we can die, and never from old age. Should you get hurt, then I would feel that same pain on myself. But I would rather that than to spend my days alone after you die to humanity's curse. Oh, no, darling, it's okay. It's all right if you don't love me right now. Our marriage was only to bind us in the spell together so that we may live here. To allow the kingdom to have its peace and give you to me. But I know that you will love me with enough time. We are destined to be together, and I truly believe that with all of my being. And so I would take that risk of you hating me from first taking you away, than to never have you with me. Because now that you're here, you can stay with me where it's safe, should you try going back to the kingdom, I'm sure they will turn you away to keep the peace agreement we made. Yes. I apologize, but a lot of the attacks on the kingdom as of late have been from me. They have tried to siege this humble hovel of mine, but they've never been able to get past my barriers. I know, it is a larger scale building than a simple hovel, but it is still riddled with protection spells. Ones that could stop even waves of soldiers from getting anywhere near this place. But that wouldn't have stopped the king from sending them all to their deaths until one of them came back with good news. Except they didn't. It was you who stopped the attacks on the castle. You that I finally found that day. And because of that, I was given the miracle of being able to have my one true love in this life. Gods, I know you're very conflicted right now, but it'll all come to you. You don't have to worry or think too much about it, baby. I'll handle everything. I'll handle the thinking for now. And if you want, I could draw you a bath. And we could wash all of those worries away. Because this is where you've always belonged. And I've always belonged with you. Your family is okay, I promise you. I saw them during our marriage ceremony. Your parents and siblings are protected with one of my spells, and I'll make sure that harm won't easily come to them. They are also allowed to visit should they so please. But if they should try to take you from me, then... No, I don't want to hurt them. Not that they don't give me a reason to. I would like for all of them to be okay. So you can be okay. So I can stay with you. Only you and I share this immortality, my sweet angel. And I promise you that I will make the most out of it just for you. Because you deserve the entire world that I can make for you. I will do my best to consult the Arcana and study more spells that will make life more tolerable for you as it has with me. It does have its limitations, but I will find a way to make it happen. I was close to having something to push the kingdom to its brink, but it was very fortunate that day. If I had not tried to attack them again, then I would not have seen you. I would not have been able to talk to you and come to realize that it was really you. From so many dreams, so many centuries, the kingdom ceremony gave me a chance to give you immortality, and the treaty gave us peace to be together. And it was all worth it. I'm sorry, but yes, I do despise the kingdom that badly. But I am willing to give up the endeavor. Most of us have already been killed, and the ones that escaped the outer walls should be able to fend for themselves. That was most of my reason for going into the kingdom that day, and I was happy to see them finally freed. And with you now in my arms, I think I'd say that I did everything I set out to do in the end. Gods, I want to kiss you so badly. But I know that you might still have your concerns about me. I know there hasn't been that much time between us, and so you don't know me as well as I know you. But resisting you is so difficult. I will only kiss you when you are ready and willing. Never sooner than then. And like I offered before, I will personally draw a warm bath for you. I will also send my thrall to fetch you something nice to drink. Do you like anything to eat as well? You still look uncertain. Try not to work that brain too hard, darling. Everything will come into place and it will settle itself out. There's no reason to worry anymore. We'll make sure to keep you safe, secure, and loved.
Here is a bell that will call them to you. Use it as you see fit. They would do well to respect you, like I've said. If any of them fall out of line and make you uncomfortable, then I will personally deal with them. In the meantime, you can have a seat on the bed. I'm sure it's much nicer than the one you're used to back at home. Feel free to rest, take a nap, or do whatever you'd like. Explore the place as you see fit, since it now belongs to you too. Just try not to fiddle too much with the magic items. You might hurt yourself, and if you do, I'll know when it happens through our tether, remember?
Good. I'll be back soon, my love.